Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about all things audio because our audio expert Ali Partywala is here with us.
Hey Pranay, it's great to be back on Orbital.
Yeah, I think it's a hat trick, right, for you?
It's a hat trick for me. It seems like I'm the one who's practically always on Orbital with you.
Yeah, man. Like from the day Ali has joined back, we've had him on every single episode of Orbital, it appears. My name is Pranay Parab. I'm the host for this episode. So now let me introduce the topic. We are going to be talking about a bunch of headphones under 1,000 rupees. Now, the context for this is that a new pair of headphones called the Realme Buds have just launched recently. It's by the company Realme, which also makes phones and competes with Xiaomi in the budget segment. Now, because this pair of headphones launched at 500 rupees, we decided to look at all the best options that you can buy under 1,000 rupees. Now, there are several options and we've actually gone through a detailed selection process to make a proper guide for this. So you can rely on our advice because Ali is our audio expert and he's been covering audio for like, what, 10 years now?
Around that long, yeah.
Yeah.
So, give or take a few years.
Yeah, so he's actually gone through more pairs of headphones than most people I know or most people in India, I should say. And at this point, he's reviewed countless earphones and headphones as well. So what we are going to do in this one is first we're going to talk about the Realme Buds, how they sound, how where you can buy them, what's the price, etc. And then in the second part of this podcast, we'll be speaking about the other top options under 1,000 rupees and whether Realme Buds make it to those that list or not. So first, let's talk about Realme Buds. So Ali, do you want to mention maybe what kind of headphones these are and how you can buy these?
So the Realme Buds are in-ear headphones. They feature the in-canal design, which will allow you to essentially just place the ear tips, which go into your ear and the rest of it stays outside. It's a fairly standard design, which is what you will see on most headphones in this price range. But there are a few things special about the Realme Buds. One of them is the magnetic clamping design. So when you aren't using the Realme Buds, there are magnets on the back of both earbuds in the case of these headphones. And all you need to do is touch them together and the magnets will hold these two earbuds together when you aren't using the headphones. That's one great design aspect because that helps you with storage of the headphones. It's easy to just kind of clamp them together. It helps in preventing tangling a little later on when you put them into your pocket. Apart from that, you also get a full 3-button remote and microphone, which is not commonly seen on headphones that cost rupees 500.
Yeah, so that 3-button thing, I'm guessing, is volume up, volume down, and answer or reject calls. Or
yeah, the middle button is multi-purpose, which will be answer or reject calls, as well as play or pause music.
Yeah, you can even trigger Google Assistant or Siri via that, I think.
If your phone is compatible and various other things.
Yeah, so this pair of headphones costs what, 500 rupees?
For 99 rupees, and it's available on Amazon India.
Okay then, so then there's no flash sale, etc. to buy these, right?
For the time being, they're on sale, but with all products from Realme and even a few other brands similar to that these days, stocks aren't always a thing. I mean, they don't necessarily call them flash sales anymore. They call it a sale, the products on sale for as long as stocks last. And then you might see maybe a 3 or 4 day period before stocks are replenished.
Okay then, so that's actually pretty decent compared to what you see with their phones. So should you buy them? Like, you know, is it a good pair of headphones? What kind of sound do you get?
So the sound is not something I was particularly impressed with on the Realme Buds. They're not the best sounding headphones even when you consider the price. And spending maybe a couple hundred rupees more will get you a far superior pair of headphones as far as the sound is concerned. Now, what the USP of the Realme Buds is not its sound, which is a strange thing to say for a pair of headphones, but it is the design. There is a definite level of convenience to the magnetic clamping mechanism. There is also a Kevlar braided fiber around the bottom half of the cable, which will make it a bit more sturdy for outdoor and general rough usage. And of course, the 3-button remote and microphone is a big plus for anybody who needs to use their headphones while placing calls.
So when you say the bottom half of the cable, you mean that the place where the Y cable joins?
The area below the Y splitter has the Kevlar fiber wrap. and the area above is just ordinary rubber.
Yeah, so tell me something. One of the biggest problems I have with all wired headphones is that they get really tangled and messy in my bag. So like it takes me like 15-20 minutes to actually unentangle them or whatever, open them up properly and listen to them. Does this pair of headphones suffer
these
from
will
that?
Tangle. So there's unless you go and get yourself a special earphone carrying case and you wrap them properly and maybe use a bit of a tie, these will tangle. If you're just going to toss them in your bag, you're just going to put them in your pocket, they will tangle.
All right, then I'm not the target audience for this, because I've, like, the number of cables I've broken eventually because of, you know, bad habits like this. Yeah, well, let's not get into that one right now. Okay, so as far as the sound is concerned, what do you get? Like, do you get heavy bass or what?
It's a very bass heavy sound, which can be a good thing depending on what music you're listening to, but I personally found it a bit too heavy. Now, I listen to a lot of bass heavy music myself, and I'm not against a lot of bass, but this, in my opinion, was excessive. It was overpowering the mid-range, it was overpowering the highs, and it was feeling a bit rough.
Okay, so if I'm like basically going to a club where the speaker died for some reason, I'll put on my Realme Buds.
You could pretty much replace the nightclub speaker with your Realme Buds and you'd get similar level of sound.
All right then. So jokes aside, would you actually recommend this as a, you know, decent pair of headphones for people who are on a tight budget?
At 500 rupees, it's hard to argue with these headphones. They're a pretty good pair. I mean, if you're willing to overlook the slight roughness in the sound, but you do intend to use these in, say, your commute, or if you just, you know, kind of have them on you at all times for hands-free calling and all of that kind of stuff. Say, if you ride a two-wheeler or something like that, and you want to keep a hands-free headset connected at all times, this is a good headset to consider simply because it doesn't cost a lot of money. It's built well. It's just a good pair of headphones, provided you're kind of willing to overlook the roughness in the sound.
All right. So two things I'd like to call out here. One is that we don't recommend wearing headphones while you're on a two-wheeler. But in case, you know, you actually have this thing like where you have a very long commute and, you know, on the two-wheeler, you just basically keep the headphones on to receive calls. Yeah, then
exactly. I wouldn't recommend listening to music because you do need to listen to things around you when you're on a two-wheeler.
Yeah.
But keep it on if you need to take calls and that's the limit of your headphone usage while you're riding.
Yeah, exactly. And second thing is that while the Realme Buds are available right now, going by the history of Realme products in India, which is not very long, but full of flash sales and then products being out of stock for quite some time and then again coming back in stock. There's no guarantee how long these will be in stock and whether they'll be consistently available or not. What we've seen at least is that Realme tends to launch these products and then, you know, at like really good price points, but then availability has been an issue with most of their products. So we are not sure if this will continue to be available, but as long as they are, you can take Ali's advice and, you know, go ahead and decide whether you want to buy these or not.
And Realme's approach has been to, you know, game change.
Hmm.
The point is to offer a product at a price point that nobody else is offering it at before. And they've done that with their phones. They're trying to do this with audio. So it's positive. But yeah, like you're saying, let's see how long these products are actually available to buy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing to make these products available at these price points, they must be doing certain things, right? Like either they're taking a loss on each product, which I'm not sure if they're doing with headphones. But at least with their phones, to some extent, they may be doing it. Or, you know, maybe it's like a strategy to gain some market share and then bump up the price. I mean, just look at what happened to Xiaomi eventually, right? First, when they launched their phones, it was all about like, this is the best value for money you can get. But right now, if you look at Xiaomi products, apart from maybe two price segments, at every other price segment, they have a competitor which is better in the same price or for lower. So let's see how long this lasts. But as long as it is there, you know, whatever audio advice we gave, well, you can take that seriously. So now let's move on to the best headphones under 1000 rupees in India. Now, what I'd like to highlight here is that we did have a proper selection process for this, which Ali will now talk about in a bit. And we'll first like mention the selection criteria for these headphones and the factors that we looked at, which includes what types of headphones these are, whether it has a microphone or not, and things like that. So we went through a proper like debate process in office before we made this list. So Ali, would you like to maybe, you know, mention the things we considered and the things we decided to ignore?
So when we're shopping for headphones under rupees 1000, the thing is there aren't too many reputed options. there are plenty of options if you just go to a guy on the street and buy some unbranded product, which will cost you maybe 100 or 200 rupees. But those aren't known to last very long, and they aren't known to sound very good either. So we've kind of limited it to brands that are reputable, that we've heard of for a while now, and these are products that you can buy fairly easily online.
Yeah, so, you know, one incident I just remembered while talking about this, there was a random brand called Yihao, Y-I-H-A-O, I think back in the day, which is like some 10 plus years ago. And somehow, on the street, I used to find their headphones for like 10 rupees. And I bought so many of them. Each one of them, without fail, died within a month. Like, 1 month was the max they lasted. But I was like, you know, it's just 10 rupees, so I'll keep buying them. 100 rupees a year, I can easily afford to spend on the headphones. But eventually, I grew tired of replacing them again and again, which is why we don't recommend buying headphones that are extremely cheap also. Some of them, like one or two units, may last very long, but most of them will die. If you so much as tug at the cable, like one earphone will stop working, the other one will be working, and that too, not sure for how long. So if you spend a little more, which is 500, 600 or so, you do get decent sound quality and you get certain other quality assurances because the brand is a reputed one. So yeah, Ali.
Right. So of course, what you said is a big factor, which is why we've chosen reputable brands. Apart from that, we've also not really limited to the kind of fit style. We've chosen between on-ear headphones or in-ear headphones as well as the earbud headphones. Now, there is a key difference between in-ears and earbuds. In-ears are in-canal headphones where the tip kind of goes a little bit deeper into your ear, while earbuds sit just outside your ear canal. And the reason that we've done this is because a lot of people prefer the earbud fit style as well to the in-ear fit style. I personally don't like earbuds. I can't use them. There's no sound isolation. The sound is just all over the place. I prefer in-ears. And of course, the on-ear fit is the most comfortable because it doesn't really go in, but then it does offer a level of isolation and it kind of sits balancing on your head, which is a bit more comfortable.
Yeah, so here I'd just like to clarify what an on-ear headphone is. So now you get these over-the-ear cans, right? Like huge earphone cans, which are like proper headphones, which you see people, editors and all, wearing in movies. So those are over-the-ear ones, which where the, you know, pad actually covers the entire ear. On-ear one has like a smaller pad, which sort of just rests on your ear. So it doesn't look like a tiny earbud. It's actually a proper headphone, but the cup size is smaller, so that, you know, it just rests on your ear and the radius of that is not larger than your ear. Whereas the big over-the-ear cans, they sort of engulf your ear and put it in this warm protective shelter in there. So this is the primary difference between those two. And we chose on-ear because I don't think there are any good over-the-ear headphone options.
It's difficult to find good over-ear options from reputed brands at under rupees 1000. You will have to shop at a little higher than 1000 rupees to get a good pair.
Yeah, and we also had to eliminate certain criteria such as having a microphone, etc. Because at this price point, we had to make certain.
You can't ask for much at this price point, and you need to kind of keep it open. At this, all we needed was stereo sound.
Yeah.
Which is literally the only criteria we chose.
Okay, then. So why don't we start with maybe our. We had three picks as our top picks. So what is the number three one, if you want to mention that one first?
So the number three pick, in my opinion, is the Sony MDR-ZX110, which is an on-ear headphone. Now, this used to cost around 990 rupees, but realistically, if you look online, you can get it at around 700, 750 rupees as well, if you're looking on Amazon. Now, there's nothing particularly special about this, except that this is a good brand. The sound is decent for the price, and you are getting a proper on-ear fit at under rupees 1000.
Alright, is there, I think one thing we forgot to mention was that this is all 3.5mm headphone jack standard.
That's true. So, while a lot of smartphone manufacturers are eliminating the 3.5mm jack, we've decided to keep it because in the budget range, it's still difficult to function without a 3.5mm jack. And at under rupees 1000, these are the headphones you will get. This is a standard connector. It's available on most smartphones today. I'm not going to say all smartphones like it used to be a while ago, but it is available on most smartphones today, and it's easy enough to just plug in and get going.
Okay, then. So you want to move on to the number two pick in our list?
The number two pick in our list is the Sennheiser CX-180.
Oh yeah, this reminds me. This headphone has been around for like years now and it's been very popular for a very long time in India.
It's been around for a very, very long time and it's a popular headphone. It sells out very quickly. I mean, I have a friend in the industry who runs an online audio shop and he told me once that the Sennheiser CX-180 sells out practically as soon as he stocks it. And Sennheiser isn't even willing to give you as much stock as you want. They dictate terms and tell you how many headphones you get to sell. This was the case a couple of years ago. Maybe things have changed now that the headphone is a little bit older. But it's still a popular model. It still costs under rupees 1000. And it's still got pretty good sound for the price.
Okay, so how much is the price exactly for this one? I remember like a few years ago when, you know, people are looking for this, it used to cost around 800 or 900 rupees.
It still costs around 800. The price varies depending on the seller and where you're buying it. But around 800, 850 rupees is the right point where you will be able to get these headphones.
All right. Do we have any idea if this one comes with a microphone or something?
There's no microphone or remote on the Sennheiser CX-180. These are just stereo earphones.
Yeah, okay. So if you just want a like decent pair of affordable earphones to listen to music, don't care about the mic, then yeah, this is a pretty decent pick. I think Sennheiser offers a proper 2-year warranty also, if I'm not mistaken, on all of these.
It depends on where you buy from, but yeah, Sennheiser has a good after sales network and warranty system in India.
All right, so I think we can move to the number one pick on our list. Ta-da!
The number one pick is oddly called One More, which is a rather strange name, but One More is a rather popular brand these days. They've been making good headphones. They make headphones in all kinds of price brackets. The one we're talking about today is the One More Piston Fit, which is among their most affordable products in the market. This costs well under rupees 1000. It costs around 700 rupees depending on where you're looking for it. And it comes with a microphone. It comes with a single button remote. You can't adjust the volume on this one, but you can play and pause audio tracks. You can answer and reject calls as well. And this is probably the best sound you can get on headphones under rupees 1000. So if you're looking purely for good sound, the One More Piston Fit is our topic.
Yeah, so One More is spelled with the number one and then more, M-O-R-E.
M-O-R-E.
It's not O-N-E, M-O-R-E. So if you're looking for it online, that's the spelling you want. And also, it's actually a smart branding strategy, you know. Put the number one in that. So every alphabetical list,
exactly,
you will show up at the top.
Exactly. So it seems to be benefiting a little bit from that. But then again, it's a really good pair of headphones as well. So there's no reason not to buy it if that's the budget you're shopping in.
Yeah, if I ever start a headphone brand, I'm going to call it A-A-A-A-A-U-Audiophile.
Or maybe put the number zero right before it. Zero A-A-A.
Okay then. So with the One More Piston Fit, the only issue is that you don't get volume controls on this. But honestly, that's not a big deal for me. As long as that button is there and a microphone is there, I think, you know, I'm good. I'm sorted. In terms of sound quality, you get pretty decent things. Now, what I forgot to ask you earlier was, have you considered things like, do you get foam tips and all in this price range? Or would it be too much to ask for?
Foam tips are too much to ask for in this price range. Most of what you get will be the silicone tips, which are essentially a rubberized tip, which is the most common ear tip available for headphones. Now, in a lot of cases, you may not get multiple tips, but like in the case of the Realme Buds and some other options, you do get multiple tips in the box. So you don't need to, you can kind of choose the right size for you depending on what you find comfortable. Usually they come fitted with a medium size tip, but you can choose a large or a small size tip as well.
Okay then. So now another question I wanted to ask you was, which are the other competitors that we sort of considered but could not exactly make it to our top three?
So there are plenty of options in this price range, but yeah, of course, they're not in our top three. There are options such as the Panasonic ErgoFit. This is another classic, just like the Sennheiser CX-180.
Yeah, RP-TCM-125. ErgoFit, in case you're looking for the particular
exactly,
model.
Exactly, you got it right. But and it costs about rupees 799 right now. And it's a classic. It's been around for ages. It looks a bit dated in my opinion. If somebody saw me wearing them, or rather if I saw somebody wearing them, I'd say how old are those headphones, even if they bought them just yesterday.
Yeah, so you know, with this one, what I have noticed, I use this for a while. Bass is a bit lacking, but otherwise sound is pretty decent, and it has that, I think the microphone is there in this one, and you also get to do all that, you know, activating Google Assistant, etc. from it, take calls and all that. One more thing I'd like to highlight about this one, which is not a plug for the topic, by the way. It's just another thing I wanted to mention about this, is that the price keeps varying a lot. So I've seen these going for as low as some 480 rupees or something, but that was the pink color variant. So, you know, just go through various websites, see which color is available for the cheapest and pick it up. Honestly, it's just a cosmetic thing. Nobody's going to judge you if you, you know, use a particular color of these as opposed to another. Get the cheapest possible variant, because, you know, if the price was as low as, say, 480 or something, you're getting exactly the same pair of headphones at that price as opposed to paying 800 or whatever. So just keep an eye out on various sellers. You'll probably get a better deal. The next one, Ali.
The next one is probably what the Realme Buds took its inspiration from. These are the Xiaomi Mi earphones basic, which currently retail at even less than what the Realme Buds cost. They cost 399 rupees, for which you get decent looks, good build quality, functional performance, and even a microphone for hands-free calls.
Yeah, so you can't ask for more, really. So,
there's not much more to ask for, but the sound I would feel is not that great, which is why I didn't make it to our top three.
Yeah, exactly. So see, like as we've been saying all this while, like if you know you care about sound quality, our top three picks won't, you know, mislead you in any way. Like you will definitely be spot on with those. But if you're willing to compromise on that, if you just need a cheap pair of headphones that will last you for a year or two, then you can easily go for the Mi earphones or the Realme Buds, depending on how much you're willing to spend. Yeah, so the next pick, Ali?
The next pick is the Soundmagic ES18S. Now, Soundmagic has been around for, I'd say, the last 7 or 8 years. This is a Chinese brand that was originally the price disruptor of the market. They were offering really good products for prices less than what most of the competition offered. Of course, it's brands like these that have driven market prices down and made headphones and earphones so affordable. But Soundmagic is still sticking to it with the ES18S. It's one of their most affordable products. It costs about rupees 650 or less depending on where you buy it. And it's a pretty good option in terms of sound, but it's just not as good as, say, the One More Piston Fit.
Yeah, exactly. So Soundmagic, what do I remember? PL11, I think that was a pair of headphones back in the day.
The E10S was a particularly popular one a few years ago. Mm. It used to cost around 2,000 rupees and it had sound that people claimed was the same as 10,000 or 15,000 rupee headphones.
Oh my God. Okay then. Cool. So yeah, another pretty decent pick that came your way. And it's also, this brand has been around for a while, even in India. They've had a proper distributor in India for like at least 8 or 9 years, as far as I can recall. All right. So is there any other headphone that we considered, which, you know, were almost there for our topics?
Another great option to consider is the Focal Sense. Now, Focal is a very, very high-end audio brand. Some people pronounce it as Focal, but let's not be too pretentious over here and let's just call it what it is. Focal is a French audio brand that is known for high-end speakers, and these cost in the lakhs. Hmm. So it's pretty impressive that Focal could have its entry-level pair of headphones costing around rupees 1,000 or less, depending on where you buy it. So if you're brand conscious, you're looking at good sound, you will not be disappointed with the Focal Sense. The reason it's not in our top three is because there are often times it goes over rupees 1,000 in price. It's kind of a rare case to find it under rupees 1,000, but realistically, it is possible.
Hmm. Okay, then. So I think there were two more headphones that we want to speak about. Both of them are from Panasonic. So first, maybe let's talk about the on-ear pick from Panasonic. Now, this is the RP-HX250. I really apologize for these horrible sounding model numbers, because in the world of headphones, somehow this has become a common thing where you have these weird model numbers, just like TVs, and we just have to deal with them. So now these are on-ear headphones, and I think, you know, available around the 1,000 rupee price bracket, correct?
It's around or just under rupees 1,000. And like the Ergo Fit, these have a bit of a dated design there. This is a really, really old model. But I mean, it's still Panasonic. Panasonic is good for the sound. Panasonic is good for the price. They're built well as well.
Okay, then. Now, one more final option that we would like you to consider in case you don't like our top three picks is the Panasonic RPHV094GUK. I'm apologizing in case I put anybody to sleep with that model number.
It's a rather boring model number. But then again, you're not expected to know these model numbers off the top of your head. These are now earbud headphones. They're one of the few earbud options that we've included on our list simply because a lot of people do prefer this fit. A lot of people like the fact that they can actually hear what's going on outside, which is useful when you're walking outdoors or you're on a railway train or something like that and you need to kind of listen to your surroundings.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can easily highlight one case. For example, if you're sort of out running or something, having an in-ear thing with in-ear headphones with like great noise isolation is actually counterproductive sometimes because you don't want to be, you know, in a situation where you're completely ignoring all the traffic around you, all the people around you. It's better to have like something where the sound isolation is a little on the lower side so you can hear ambient noise. And especially in India now, if you're going out running anywhere, there is obviously a threat to your life because not everyone follows traffic rules over here. It's not as, you know, nice a place to be outdoors running in, you know, as some other places in the world. So you definitely should consider, you know, having your volume down on in-ear headphones.
That's true. But then again, at the same time, the fit is a bit of a problem when you're running. I mean, the reason that runners use in-ear headphones is because they kind of fit a little more securely.
Yes.
You'll even get something like ear hooks or something like that, which will help keep the earphones in your ears. Earbuds are very loosely fitted. So I would feel that running would kind of knock them off. But if you're just walking or you're on a train or something like that, I don't think there should be a problem with using earbuds.
Yeah, exactly. So on another episode of Orbital in the future, we'll talk about the best truly wireless headphones where like there is no cable, nothing. You just put those in your ears and you're set, which would be ideal for sports and other activities which are, you know, a little more adventurous. So, but for now, what I want to ask is, are there any wireless pair of headphones available under 1,000 that are worth considering?
Again, if you look at brands like your Yeehaw of the old days, I'm sure you'll find something. These are relatively unbranded products or things that you get on the street. I'm not saying it's impossible. You will get wireless headphones at under rupees 1000. But there's nothing significant from a reputed brand at under rupees 1000. I think you'd have to bump up your budget to around 1500 or 1600 to get the first product from a reputed brand.
So again, in a future episode of Orbital, man, I'm making too many commitments already. We'll probably be talking about the best wireless headphones under, what, 3000? That should be a decent price limit, right? For finding Bluetooth headphones at a lower affordable price range. So yeah, I think that's all we have for this episode of Orbital. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please go to your favorite podcasting app, whether it's Apple Podcasts on your iPhone, Google Podcasts on your Android phone, or any other app. Find our show, rate us, review this show, subscribe to this. These things, they really help us a lot. Now, one more thing I'd like to ask is, please go to any of your social media sites, whichever site you hang out at. Find Gadgets360 there, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or Instagram. And please follow us over there as well. We'll be back with one more episode next week. As always, thank you so much for listening.